what is the definition of chametz? The Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph says you can only be yotzei matzah if the matzah is made from one of the five chameshes mini dogon. Where did the Tanoim get this din from chameshes mini dogon? So the Gemara explains that the matzah is only good if the dough is boiled dechimus. And how do you know that these five chameshes mini dogon are boiled dechimus? So Yerushalmi says that the Tanoim experimented and they discovered that this is the case. And there was a machlekes of Yechem Menuri and Chachamim whether oir is min dechimu or not. If chayav and olav kores, if chayav and alchimutz are kores, Yechem Menuri holds that oir is boiled dechimus. So the melee can make matzah from rice. What if you have pesa? If you hold that oiris is not boledechimutz, then it's not kosher for matzah. It's totally zebezeh. It's totally zebezeh. That's how the Gemara says lamed heimer al. So the Yerushalmi asks, how can you have a machlekes abdecha menur and hachamim? And how can you have a machlekes in mitzias? Why didn't they experiment and find out? So Yerushalmi says lechala, they did experiment, and it was somewhere in between chimutz and Sirchon, and that was the machlekes hatanaim. Where do you draw the line? What's called chimutz and what's called Sirchon? Yeah, and that machlekes we know how we pass. It says lekamon kuf yudalin on the base. That's in the Gemara of Shnei Tavshilim. There's a Mishnah in Psachim that says that on the Kaira, the Mishnah says on kuf yudalin on an aleph that on the Kaira on Lel Pesach you have to have Shnei Tavshilim. So the Gemara has a machlekes hamaraim. What are the Shnei Tavshilim all about? So one opinion in the Gemara is that the Shnei Tavshilin says should be a Suda Chashuva with at least two courses. Like on Erev Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos by the Suda Mafsek, because the din is you're not allowed to have a Shnei Tavshilin. You're only allowed to have Tavshil Echad. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that the Shnei Tavshilin is not in order that the Suda of the Seder should be a Suda Chashuva with two courses. No, the Shnei Tavshilin is Echad Zechel Pesach, Echad Zechel LeChagiga. It was introduced after the Korban Abayis. Bizman Abayis, there was no requirement for the Shnei Tavshilin. They had the Korban Pesach, and they had the Chagiga Sarba Asa. Shnei Tavshilin is only Bizman Azen. You don't have to eat them, you just look at them. You look at them. So what constitutes Shnei Tavshilin? So one opinion in the Gemara is that if it's Zechel Pesach and Zechel LeChagiga, they should both be flesh. Then the Gemara says, we don't hold like that. It doesn't have to be flesh. If you have silk of aroiza, it's also good. Amar Avuna. Silk of aroiza. Silk is beets and aroiza is cooked rice. And Rava was a Talmud of Ravuna, so because Rava having a hadara silk of aroiza, preferable would have been if you have Shnei Tavshilin, two pieces of flesh. Echad Zeichel Pesach, Echad Zeichel LeChagiga. But because Rava was a Talmud of Ravuna, Hovin Ofti Pimpum de Ravuna, since his Rebbe said that in Shia, so he had such a chavibus for the Rebbe, so that's why he was mahadah dafke to have silk of aroiza. So the Gemara raised the question, what do you mean? You want to cook rice on Pesach? If you cook flour in water, there's a concern that maybe bole dechimutz. If you cook it fast enough, it'll become, the flour will become mevushal, and once it's mevushal, it's not bole dechimutz. But if you cook it slowly, then it'll become adirah, but the heat will cause it to be memayel lahachmetz, it'll become chametz vester. So Rava is not worried about cooking rice on Pesach. He's not choshesh for Rabbi Yechem Menuri's opinion. So the Gemara says, Shema mina, leis lachosh lohoi de Rabbi Yechem Menuri. We don't pass like Rabbi Yechem Menuri, and it's not even a midas chasidus to be machme for Rabbi Yechem Menuri's shita. We don't hold from that rice story. Yeah. So the question is, what's the definition of chometz? It's some kind of a chemical reaction that occurs when you mix flour with these grains. If you mix water with these grains, if you mix water with potato starch or with other things, it's going to be a different chemical reaction. It's what we call sirchon. And only these chameshes mini dog are not boli dechimitz. Everything else is boli de sirchon. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. How long does the flour have to be sitting with the water? So it's a while. The Gemara assumes that chimutz is a process that takes a while. The process has a beginning and has an end. So the Gemara says, Amem vav amen aleph, if you have flour sitting with water for less than a shear mil, then there's no problem. How much is a shear mil? So the Gemara says the amount of time that it takes to walk from one city to the other. No, we don't. From Migdol Nunya to Tveri. We know where Tveri is. We probably don't know where Migdol Nunya is. So we don't know how to ascertain. So how long is the Shir Mil? So the Pasim have different opinions. So the Mishnah Brura always says that Shir Mil is 18 minutes. That's what he quotes from the earlier Pasim. Truth of the matter is, Professor Leo Levy in his book on Zmanim points out that the Achrayim who said that a Shir Mil is 18 minutes were working with a different time system. They didn't have 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. So when they said 18 minutes, it meant something else. When you learn the Gemara later in Pesachim, it would appear that the Shir Mil is really 22 and a half minutes. But the minig is that everybody treats it as 18 minutes, al zayin azay. So that's why many Amahada daf get to have 18-minute matzahs. What is 18-minute matzahs all about? I remember once the SOY, the boys from the yeshiva always used to go to bake matzahs. So they always used to only take, they used to go to strites, because Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik arranged for it, and he used to give the hashgach on strites. So they only used to take the first 18 minutes. I remember one year, they only took the first 17 minutes. So they were selling 17-minute matzahs. Some of the balabatim didn't want to buy. They thought it was 18 as a gematria of chai, as we daf get 18 minutes. The less time it takes, the better it is. The heder is to have 18-minute matzahs or less. What is 18 minutes? Because less than 18 minutes, the Gemara says, for sure. Pachas mimil, for sure it's not bole dechimut. That's out of the question. And in the matzah factories, you always have a little bit of dough will sit there and accumulate. Because when they need the dough, so then they make it into squares. And then you have the dough on the side is going to accumulate. So that's going to fall back into the other dough. So it may be that some of the dough is going to be sitting there for a while, and then it's going to fall back into the rest of the dough, so it'll be bottles. So you have to rely on bittul. So the din is the chametz, koidem ha-pesach is bottle. Chametz bit-pesach is b'mashu. That's how we paskan. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam, who holds that you say choyze v'nir. If chametz koidem ha-pesach was in his batel, when it comes pesach, then it's no longer bottle. Then it's going to be b'mashu. But we paskan like the Ramoth. The chametz in his batel, koidem ha-pesach, if it's lach b'lach, so it's not chayz v'niyah. So we treat the kemach b'kemach, or we treat the dough as if it's also lach b'lach. We don't treat it like, it's not considered like yovish b'yovish. So strictly speaking, even if some of the dough did sit there, some dough accumulated on the machine and it sat there, even if it did turn into chametz, it's going to be bottled when it falls back into the rest of the dough. But if you don't want to rely on any bitulim, so that's why there's a hidur to have dafke 18-minute matzahs here. The Gemara says that even in 18 minutes, that's the beginning of the chimutz process. That's only if you don't do any hisaskus. The Gemara says if you keep on moving it, you keep on shaking it, kneading it, bending it, whatever, you're doing activity with it, then the Gemara says if it has hisaskus, then it's not vole de chimutz. Afilu kol hayom kuloy. So the truth of the matter is that even the dough that accumulates on the machine, it keeps on moving, and then the machine pushes it back in together again. It's not going to be bole de chimutz, but that's the chumra like that. So the beginning of the chimutz is a process. The beginning of the process for sure doesn't take place till after 18 minutes. And then even after 18 minutes, it also doesn't begin. It takes a long time. The Tanoim have a machlokes, when is the beginning of the process, when is the gemar of the process. The beginning of the process of chimutz is what we call chametz nukshe, seor. That's in the Mishnah Memches on the base, seor. Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh, not to be confused with Seor that's mentioned in the Chumash. Seor is a different thing. It's a word in Mishnais. It's not a biblical term. Seor Chumash means the raw dough. If you have raw dough and you didn't bake it, so the microorganisms will keep on eating up all the dough and keep on multiplying so much. There won't be any dough left. They're just going to be microorganisms. It tastes awful. It tastes sour. So it's really nipsal me'achila sodom. Some Rishonim said the Tosefta in Beitza, quoted by the Gemara in Beitza in the first Perek, says that Seor is nipsal me'achila. The Rabbin interprets that Tosefta as meaning that it's nipsal me'achila sakelev also. The Rishonim say, no, it's only nipsal me'achila sodom, it's not nipsal me'achila sakelev. The nipsal me'achila sodom should have also been mutter. And kol ha'tarkulev, non-kosher food, that's nifsal me'achila sodom is considered heter based on the pasuk that says you're not permitted to eat nevela lagerish abeshachet tedana b'achala or machala nochri. What should you do with the nevela? You should sell it to a non-Jew or give it to a ger toshav who is permitted to eat nevela. So the Gemara says, Nevela haruya lager, krui nevela. Nevela sheina ruya lager, eina krui nevela. If you have nevela meat, if you have any non-kosher food, that's also b'achila, and it became difsom achila sadam, even if you give it to a goy, he's not going to want to eat it, because not ruya l'achila. So then the Gemara says, you see from that pasuk, we darshan from the pasuk, that it's mutter, turns into heter. So how come the Torah prohibits sa'or? So the Tosefta and Beitza, quoted by the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza, the Tosefta answers, even though the raw dough that was sitting there for a whole week, let's say Balabasta only bakes challahs from week to week. She bakes a challah on Friday. She leaves over a little bit of raw dough. Now the women don't have to leave over raw dough. They buy a packet of yeast from the grocery store. Or they buy dry yeast, Fleischmann's yeast. But years ago, they didn't have, Fleischmann wasn't yet in business before he was born. So they would leave over a little bit of raw dough from last week. And that raw dough would have, when you mix flour with water, so the microorganisms come in from the air. And it takes forever. It takes forever till the dough is going to rise. But then once you have a little bit of dough that has microorganisms that are eating up the dough and multiplying, so just leave a little bit, a fistful of that dough till next week. And then the microorganisms will eat up all the dough. You won't be left with any dough at all. It'll just be microorganisms. So now, if you mix this raw dough into the next batch of mixed flour with water, you throw this in, it won't take hours and hours. It'll take much less. It still takes a long time. It takes much less time because that's going to serve as the catalyst. That's going to cause the whole thing to rise. But that's what the Tosefta says. Even though Seor is Nifsal Machila, but Hoil V'Roi L'Chamez Ba'isa Sacheres, it's I made to serve as an ingredient in a food, so that kula of nifsam achilas sodom doesn't apply. Rabbi Moshe points out in his Chuvis that kalal of saor is not a it's not really a din that only applies to Pesach. It applies all year long. We have a lot of ingredients that you mix into making a final product. Some of them are non-kosher. Let's say years ago, I guess it's still it used to be Crisco. If you have a tub of Crisco, no, it's not real achila. It's like it's a melted rubber or something. It doesn't taste good. But you use it as an ingredient to mix it into a cake, and you line the pan with it. So since it's an ingredient, so the fact that it's nefsim achila sodom doesn't cause it to turn into heter, because it's I made lachametzis acheres. It's I made to serve as an ingredient in another food later on. So that's a din of Sa'or that's in Chumash. That even though the Sa'or is either Nifsim Achilos Adam, or perhaps even Nifsim Achilos Akelev, Hoyel V'roi L'chametz B'Yisach Eirois, so it still retains an Isar of Chametz. In the Mishnah, the term Sa'or, Shin Yud Alev Aresh, means when you have the flour mixed with water and it started to rise, and the Chametz process began. So when the Chametz process is completed, that's called Siduk in the Mishnah. Siduk means that there are cracks on top. The dough has risen so much that there are cracks on top that it no longer holds the top together. So when you have siduk, then it's real chametz dogen gomer. Then if you eat it on Pesach, you chayv karis. And sor is only the beginning of the process. That seor is only the beginning of the process, and that's what we refer to as chametz nuksha. So the tanoim have there's machlekes of meir abud in the Mishnah. The two machlekes. One machlekes is whether the issa to eat chametz nuksha, the beginning of the process, is that an issa deraisa and is malchus if you eat it on Pesach, or it's only an issa derabbanan. And then the other machlekes, that's an important machlekes, and afkamina, whether you get malchus or not. Then the other machlekes between our Meir Rabbi Yehuda is when is the beginning of the process, when is the end of the process. So you can give different zmanim. So one tana is more machma than the other, the other tana is more mekel. So this is one kind of there's one kind of chametz nuksha. Less than 18 minutes is nothing with nothing, absolutely nothing. And more than 18 minutes, then you have to see if you have these simanim. It usually takes a long time till you have these simanim, till you have the beginning of the chimutz process. Until you have the beginning of the process, so it's not there's no shame at all. Because the Gemara said that less than a mil, there's nothing to worry about. So why should we have to go check to see if it has the siman? Less than 18 minutes, nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about.
Is there an issue of things being bothered with chimots before they are made in the flour? Before the wheat and the barley?
Yes, strictly speaking, the Gemara talks about kernels of grain the achmitz b'mechuber. It turned into chametz while it was still attached to the ground. That's very far-fetched. That's why the Minchas Chinuch points out that the Gemara has a machlokes on daf mem. How far back do you have to have shmura matzah? You have to watch that it doesn't become chametz. From which time on? So most of the opinions in the Gemara are that it's sufficient with shima mishas lisha. When you mix the flour with the water and you watch it, it doesn't turn into chametz. Or in the days of the Rosh, they used to have the mills, used to be next to a river. They didn't have electrical power. So the flow of the river would serve to turn the wheel, and the wheel that was turning would cause the grinding. So because the water would be splashing at the time that the kernels of grain would be grinding, some of the splashing water would probably once in a while fall into the flour. So that's why the Rosh insists that you should have Shema Mishas Tchina. Where does it come from? Shema Mishas Tchina in the days of the Gemara doesn't exist. Because in the days of the Rosh, the Tchina was done by the river, and some of the water would splash in. And then we have Machmen to have Shmura Mishas Ketzira. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, why don't you go back further? Why? Because there's a possibility that it can become chametz after you cut it off in the ground. But the Gemara talks about a possibility of it becoming chametz, the Achmetz B'mechuber. So how come nobody insists on having Shmura Mishas Gidul? So he said, that's so far-fetched, that's ridiculous. If you know that it's Achmetz B'mechuber, so it's chametz, so you're not allowed to use it for matzah, you can't eat it on Pesach. But if you don't know one way or the other, you're not mechuyev to be choshish for that. And the machlokes and the amaroyim on daf mem is, are you mechuyev mitam the din of shmartem es hamatzes, that you should have shmura matzah? That's the machlokes amaroyim. Does that require shmura mishas ketzira? On mikra adin, you don't really need that much. So we're machmer, but mikra adin, if you don't have shmura mishas ketzira, you can use regular matzah. All the matzah in America, all the matzah that they bake, the regular pshutas, they have Jewish people push the button, and they always say that they're baking all the matzah, the shem mitzvahs matzah. Everything is made lishma. It's just that most of it is not shmur mishas ketzira, which is much more expensive. Yeah, when is the isa chametz? The isa chametz is on Pesach. On Pesach. An erev Pesach after chatzos, we know we're not allowed to eat chametz. And chametz sho'over al Pesach is also osur. The Gemara quotes on Chof Ches, the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that losik roi ksivya. Chof Ches on base, there are three psukim where it says the same thing, that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So what do you need losik roi for? So one pasuk tells you that on Pesach you're not allowed to eat chametz. One pasuk tells you erev Pesach hefta chatzos, you're not allowed to eat chametz. And the third pasuk tells you that chametz sho'over all about Pesach you're not allowed to eat. So if you eat chametz sho'over all about Pesach, it's an isa deraisa according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, and you get malchus for it, and it doesn't matter whether the chametz belong to a Jew or belong to a goy. The whole institution of Mechivas Chametz would be non-existent, according to Reb Yehuda. It doesn't help it be sold to a goy. Any chametz that's in existence anywhere in the world on Pesach becomes also liyon avoid. And you're not allowed to eat it after Pesach. And the chametz that you eat on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you would get malchus according to Reb Yehuda. And Reb Shimon disagrees and he says, they're not lost the kroy ksivi. Chametz is only also issue as yomim, during the duration of Pesach. Chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there is no loisesei. And chametz shavar la Pesach is only a knas midirabbanan, because the person violated bal yiroi bal yimotze. And if it's chemtzel shol nachri, shavar all about Pesach, so then the Mishnah says that it's mutter. That's the Mishnah on chof chesam and alps. So that's how we paskin. Chametz shol nachri shavar la Pesach is mutter, because the whole chametz shavar la Pesach is only a penalty midirabbanan. And if it belonged to a nachri, so nobody violated bal yiroi bal yimotze. If you pass on like Reb Shimon by chametz over all of HaPesach, then what's the story with chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Should also come out that there's no law. You should either you pass on like Reb Yehuda, pass on like Reb Shimon. So the Rambam has a famous difficult compromise over here. The Rambam is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Mishnah Torah. All Mishnah Torah is based on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It repeats the same thing in both. He holds from the Gemara's Telosek Roi Ksivi, the three psukim. So Reb Shimon says all three go on Pesach, and Reb Yehuda says one goes on Erev Pesach, one goes on Chametz Shavar all about Pesach. So the Rambam splits the Pesach. He paskins half like Reb Yehuda, half like Reb Shimon. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos, he paskins that it's an Issa Lav. And Chametz Shavar all about Pesach is only a penalty mid the Rabbanon, and therefore it doesn't apply if it's Chemtzu Shalakum Shavar all of HaPesach. So that's what the Ravid has in the Hasogas on the Rambam, and the Ramban in the Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Where did he find such a compromise? There is no such Tana who holds half like Reb Yehuda, half like Reb Shimon. So then I said, can't let me say, you got it from the Mishnah, it's like that. Shal is according to Reb Shimon, The chometz on erev Pesach after chatzos is no lav, so it's mutter legamrei to eat chometz on erev Pesach. So all the mishnayos that say an hour before chatzos you're not allowed to eat chometz, and 2 hours before chatzos you're not allowed to eat chometz, and 1 hour before chatzos not only is it osa b'achil, it's osa b'hano. So everything is only alibi the Reb Yudah, alibi the Reb Shimon. You can eat chametz the whole day, erev Pesach after chatzos. How can it be? So Tosis says that's impossible. So Tosis writes, no. There's a pasuk ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. The Gemara says yom rishon doesn't refer to the first day Pesach. It means erev Pesach. The word rishon in biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean first. It means earlier. Sometimes it means prior. The word achron in biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean last. Sometimes it means latter. So here, ach b'yom rishon tashbisu means on erev Pesach we should destroy the chametz. So the in this sense, the pasuk b'yom rishon tashbisu sovim batechem is a kiyum esei. There's a mitzvah esei to destroy the chametz. And then Tosfos says, in addition to being a mitzvah esei, b'harai we say a bracha shekadoshanu b'tzatzu tzvanu al bir chametz. Before we start the bedikas chametz, the bedika is the beginning of the bir of the chametz. We search the house to see if we'll find any chametz, and whatever we find, we're going to destroy. So the beginning of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, beginning of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, is the Bedika. So the fact that we recite the bracha, you don't recite a bracha when you eat kosher food in order not to violate the aver of eating treifa food. If a person shaves with an electric shave, he doesn't recite a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah tzitzvanu shelo legalech tatar. You only say a bracha, the Rosh writes in the beginning of Ksubas, you only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. When you're about to do something in order to violate, in order to avoid violation of an avera, no bracha is recited. So why do we recite a bracha on the bedikas chametz? It means that there's a mitzvah, it's a kiyum mitzvah of tashbisa. It's a mitzvah to the rabbanon to search for the chametz and then ultimately to destroy the chametz. But in addition to that, that's what Tosfos points out, the pasuk tashbisu also contains within it an iser asei, that you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession on erev Pesach after chatzos, and you're not allowed to eat any chametz on erev Pesach after chatzos. You're not allowed to have it in your possession, so far you're not allowed to eat it. So the chametz is also b'achil on erev Pesach after chatzos, Tosfos says, l'chol adeus. There's an iser asei. Reb Yudah just adds on, in addition to the iser asei, there's also a lois asei, and you get malchus. Reb Shimon would say, no, there's only an iser asei. So that's the shaila, that's what the Noisei Kelim say. The Rambam is bothered with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they made a harchokim in the Rabbanon, they made a gzeira. Not only are you not permitted to eat chametz on erev Pesach after chatzos, an hour before it's also b'achila b'hanoah, and 2 hours before chatzos, it's also b'achila muta b'hanoah. So they made harchokis for this iser of erev Pesach after chatzos. So that's a shaila in the Prima Godim and other poskim. Do the chachamim have the right to make a gzeira de Rabbanon when they're concerned that someone's going to violate an essay? The whole source in the Chumash that the Chachamim have authority, Aseis Yog LaTorah, the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that they have to make Harchokis and Gzeiris, is the concluding Pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, where it says, Vishmartem es Mishmarti. And the Gemara understands in Yevamos, and Av Chaf Alef Asum Mishmeres with Mishmarti. The Rabbanim HaMechuyiv to introduce the Gzeiris and Harchokis in Siyogi. But the word Mishmarti usually has a connotation of a loises. The Gemara says, whenever it says Yishama Pen V'yal, that refers to a loises. So maybe the people got him raised the question, maybe the Chachamim are only authorized to make a Gzeira if they're concerned someone's going to violate a law. What if they're concerned someone's just going to violate an essay? Maybe they have no right to make a Gzeira D'Rabban. They have no right to. So if they make a Gzeira D'Rabban, it will be a violation of Bal Tosef on the part of the rabbis. So that's a suffix that the Prima Gaon raises. And then a few pages later, after he raises the suffix, he quotes that there is indeed a Tosfos in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, where Tosfos interprets the Gemara like that. The Gemara has a machlekes of Yechonah Mishlokish. What's the din on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach? He's supposed to bring Minchas HaOmer and the Beis HaMikdash to be Mater Chodosh. But the Pasuk says two different Zmanim. Says v'lach v'kolav kamel asochlo ad etzem ayam hazeh ad haviyach mesoyim atnufa. Ad etzem ayam hazeh means ad itzum shel yom, till the morning of the 16th, till the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. But then it says ad haviyach mesoyim atnufa, till you bring the mincha soimer. So which is it? Is it muter already from the morning, from Rosh Hashachar? It's already muter to eat the chodesh ad etzem ayam hazeh, till the yom part of the yom. The yom begins balayla. But here it says, Aretzam Hayam is a Yitzil Mishal Yam. Yitzil Mishal Yam refers to the daytime part. So which is it? Is the Yisra Chodesh lifted when it comes Alos HaShacharav to Zayin Nissen? Or is it lifted when it comes Aviyachem Ezer Matnuf? So the Gemara has a Machlokes Amaran Rabbi Yechem Mishlokes. So when Amar holds that the Loisese, Lecha V'kalav Kama Loisoichlu, the Loisese is over when it comes Yitzil Mishal Yam in the morning. When it comes Alos HaShachar, there's no Lav if you eat Chodesh. But there's still an essay that you shouldn't eat Chodesh until Rabbi Yechem Ezer Matnufa. And the other opinion in Gemara is no. There's manchein beis hamikdash kayim, then itzum mishal yom is matir. There's manchein beis hamikdash kayim, then the korban mincha soimer is matir. So if you eat chodesh before you actually bring the mincha soimer, there would be malchus mamish. You're in violation of the loisese of lech v'kol kama loisoichlu alav. So the Gemara asks akashe. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that there's exera de rabbanon. It says that after the kohanim amakrev the mincha soimer the beis hamikdash, people would go out into the streets to shop. And they'd find all the marketplaces, everybody selling chadosh, everybody selling the chadosh. So obviously the groceries or the fruit and vegetable stores where they're selling the chadosh, they had prepared it in advance. They were handling with the chadosh, and they were preparing it in advance of the kohanim being makar of mincha soim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says that this was shalom b'tzon chachamim. This was against the wishes of the Rabbanim. Rabbanim felt that it's not right. You shouldn't, even though it's mutaba noah, but you shouldn't be handling chadosh because of exera the Rabbanim, exera shem yoichel. You made my mistake, forget, and you may eat the chadosh. So the Gemara says, bishleim, if you hold that there's an isa loisese up until hakravas menchasayim. So we understand why the Rabbanim have authority to make exera the Rabbanim. If you hold that there's only an isa rese, so why do they have the right to make exera the Rabbanim? That's how Tosis read the Gemara. So the Prima Gadim says, you see from that Taisvis, like he suggested, the Rabbanim only have the right to do Aseis Yog LaTeira if they're concerned someone's going to violate the Lois Essay. But if they're only concerned someone's going to violate an essay, then they have the right to make Exera the Rabbanim. So that's the Shaila over here. The Mishnayis say that 2 hours before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, the Chometz is also Bachila. 1 hour before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Chametz even also banos. So they made exera otu chatzois. If you hold that after chatzois is only an essay, so what right do they have to make zeris to extend it even an hour or two before chatzois? From the Mishnais, it would appear as if we assume aloha lamaise that eating chametz er pesach after chatzois has a lois essay. So that's what the Nosei Kelim said. The Rambam got it from those Mishnais. The Rambam saw from the Mishnais that chametz on er pesach after chatzois has a lois essay. Otherwise, it does make sense that you should have the right to make exer the rabban an hour or two before. And chomet shavala pesach, that's a stam mishnah. The chemtz shalakum shavala pesach is mutter, because the whole din of chomet shavala pesach is only a penalty with the rabbanon. They only made the penalty if a person violated by yirat. But if the chomet belonged to a nachri, so nobody violated anything. So then there's no penalty. This man, that pasuk is megala, and the other pasuk that ach beyamarish and tashbisa means erev pesach. That lab is if you shecht someone, shecht the carbon, or you do one of the avodas of the carbon pesach, and one of the bnei chabura actually has chametz in his possession.
That's only when
you're shechting the carbon pesach. And then the Gemara says it's megala, the correct pshat, and the other pasuk that you can't say ach beyamarish and tashbisa means the first day pesach. So you're not even allowed to have chametz on Erev Pesach at the time that you're shechting the Korban Pesach. So that shows that Tashbisu, Achbe Yamrish Tashbisu, Yamrish means Erev Pesach. But it's still, there's no lav. The lav is only b'shash shechitas ha-Pesach. B'shashchat al-chametz da-chizivchi is only b'shash shechitas ha-Pesach. So this is a shayla, the Prima Gadim's Raya. What exactly did he accomplish by that? What did he prove here? If you hold like this opinion, the Machlek Zabdiachna Mishlokish and Menoches, if you all like this opinion that after Alos HaShachar on Tez Zayin Nissen, the Issa Lav of Chodosh is off, you only have an essay. And then when you makrev the Mincha Soimer, then the essay is also taken off. That essay, that's an Issa essay, and that's a Kiyum essay. So that's not so clear. So it could be that that means it's not even an Issa essay, just a Kiyum essay. When you bring the Mincha Soimer, it should be Rashis. If you've already eaten from the Tvoch HaDosha before Mincha Soimer, even though the Mincha Soimer is Bom and Asoirim, you're going to eat from chitim, you're going to eat something else. It could be that you mevatel the kiyum esrei, that you want the minchas hayomim should be reishis. But it doesn't necessarily mean that there's an iser esrei. So that's a shaila. Could be that just like the chachamim have the right to make a gzera de rabbanon, if they're concerned someone's going to violate a lois esrei, it could be that if they're concerned someone's going to violate an iser esrei, also everybody agrees he can make a gzera de rabbanon. If they're just concerned people will be mevatel a mitzvah, then they have no right to make a gzera de rabbanon. So that's the question, how good was that? So the Brisker Rav, Rav Balbala Soloveitchik, interprets on that Gemara. He thinks that the sheet in the Gemara, that the lav is off, the loises of eating chodosh goes away when it comes alois ha-shachar of tezayin, and there's only an essay. So he has a right that it's not an iser essay, it's a kiyum essay. So if you say it's a kiyum essay, then it doesn't really prove the point we're trying to say over here. We're trying to explain how did the Rambam know to split the psak. So we're saying that the Rambam passing like this dummy mishnais. The chemtzer shalach mishavol about pesach is mutter. So you see the chemtzer shalach about pesach is a penalty. But the Rabbanon is not a din derais. And it's only also if it's chemtzer shal Yisrael, chemtzer shalach is mutter. And in Eretz Pesach, he had a passing like Rabbi Yudah because everybody knows an hour before, 2 hours before. How did they have the right to make zeres the Rabbanon? If on Eretz Pesach in the afternoon, it's only in Yisrael, you have tashbisos, so you have no right to make zeres the Rabbanon. So that's not so 100% conclusive a proof. It could be that you have no right to make a gzirah abonim when you're concerned people are going to be mevatla an essay. But if you're concerned people are going to be oivran and iser essay, that could be that that's the same as when you're concerned people are going to be oivran and iser lois essay. But kalpanim, that's the Rambam's psak. Yeah, the Gemara has another nafkemina where the chomet sha'ova all of ha-pesach is the Raisa de Rabbanon, the Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon. So the major nafkamina is, what about Chemtzel Shalakum? According to the Tanah Rab Yudah, all chametz in the world becomes also Bachil Banov when it comes Pesach. And after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. It remains also. It remains also. And we obviously don't pass like that. We pass Chemtzel Shalakum is mutter. It's only a penalty. One of the Achreinim wants to say, the Gemara says in Moed Kotten that there's an Issa to do Malacha and Chalamoid. So what if a person did Malacha and Chalamoid? So with the Rabbanon, they penalize him that he's not allowed to get Hanor from that Malacha. What if the fellow did Malacha and Chalamoid? He made a lot of money and then he drops dead. He had no right to do it and he drops dead. So do you tell the Yorshim that they're not permitted to get Hanor from that money either? What do you say? No. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion only Lididei Konser Rabbanon, Lebreiloi Konser Rabbanon. The Gemara says they only penalized the Balaver himself. They never penalized the children. So what's the story with Chomet Sha'ova Olav HaPesach? So the Behetev in the Shulchan Aruch, Behetev quotes one of the early Achrayim who says the same over here. The Chomet Sha'ova Olav HaPesach is only also Banoah to the Jewish person who violated Bal Yerabai Motz. Once he sells it to someone else, so it's Mutta Banoah to everybody else. The Didei Konser Rabbanon, Lachrin Eloi Konser Rabbanon. That's obviously not the accepted opinion. It seems to be against all the Gemaras. It seems to be against Shas Poskim. So that's problematic. Why don't we say Lididei Konser Rabbanon Lebrei Lo Konser Rabbanon? But you don't say it like that. I'll call upon him. The Gemara has here a discussion on Lamed Amid Aleph. When it comes Pesach, is there Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze on the Chomet Zvika Blia in the Kelim? Is the Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze on the Chomet Zdika Bliya in the Kelim? So the Gemara says, absolutely not. There's no Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze. Okay. If you have Chomet stuck on the outside of the Kli, sometimes you have spaghetti, chunk of spaghetti stuck on the outside of the Kli. So that's not Bliya, that's Vien. So you'll have Bal Yirah. But in the Bliya, that's Balu in the Kelim, there's nothing to worry about. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Do we pass like Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Shimon regarding Chomet Sha'ova all of HaPesach? The Shaila is, what if you have separate pots and pans for Pesach and separate pots and pans for all year long? Do you have to kasha the Chomet Zdika pots and pans when it comes Pesach? Why should you have to kasha? You're not going to use them. You're going to put them away in the cabinet. You're going to use the Pesach Zdika pots and pans. And the Gemara assumes there's no Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. The Gemara says, no, but maybe it'll become Chomet Sha'ova all of HaPesach. Maybe the bliyas of chametz in the pots and the pans and the plates will become chametz over all of HaPesach. So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold like Reb Shimon, then chametz over HaPesach is a penalty. The Rabbanon for having violated by Yerubai Moses, it doesn't apply to bliyas kelim. because there is no Balyura by Mas. But if you hold like Reb Yudah, the Chametz Shalat Pesach is not a penalty. It's a real din d'oraisa, even though nobody violated Balyura. Chemtza Shalakum, the owner is not Jewish. He doesn't violate Balyura. It's not from the Shem and Mitzvah's Bnei Noach. And nonetheless, all the Chametz in the world becomes Asa B'Achil Mano. So according to that opinion, the Chametz, the pots and pans and dishes will all become treif when it comes Pesach, even though no one's violating any Avera. Chametz B'Pesach becomes Asa B'Achil. And when it comes Chametz Shalat Pesach, it will still remain Asa B'Achil. So that's what the Gemara says. They used to have China dishes and China pots and pans. So China you can't kasha. So in those communities where the Rabban and Paskin like Rabbi Yudah, the Chametz Sha'aval of Pesach, we know how we Paskin. We Paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Not all the Amoraim hold Alochik is Stam Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, Tre Amorai, Alib Rabbi Yechanan. Not everybody says, not all the students of Rabbi Yechanan agree that that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. But that's what we usually assume, that halachic is Stam Mishnah. So we follow this Stam Mishnah, Chav Ches Amir Aleph. The Chemtze Shal Nochri, Sha'ol Ava Pesach, is Muta Bachila, Muta Bahano. So, there were Amoraim who held that so. They held the Chomet Sha'ol Ava Pesach, is an Issa Deraisa, and even Chemtze Shalakum. So Memele, they were of the opinion that all the Chomets, Dika, pots and pans and dishes have to be gekashed before Pesach. And if you have China dishes that you can't kasher, you have to throw them out. Kederes b'Pesach yishavru. You have to throw out all kederes that are made from China because you can't kasher it. And then after Pesach, it'll be chametz shaval or Pesach, even though you didn't violate anything. And then if you're going to cook kosher food the day after Pesach in the pot, it's going to have a bli of chametz shaval or Pesach, and it'll make a treif. So the way we paskin lahalacha, it's wrong. It's not the accepted din for two reasons. First of all, because Chomesh Ra'al Pesach is only a penalty mid Rabbanon, if you violate a Bayura, there ain't no Bayura by Bli'as Kelim. Secondly, when did I cook Chomets last before Pesach? I cooked the Chomets, what, I cooked spaghetti for breakfast on Erev Pesach. Maybe I cooked spaghetti before, the day before. So after 24 hours, any Bli in a pot, after Ben Yoma, Eina Ben Yoma is considered Nois and Tam Lugam. Thus, Tamlav Gam is considered like it's not there. So it's not even if you would hold like Reb Shimon, even if you hold like Reb Yudah, the Chomet Shal of Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, not based on a penalty. But there is no Chomet. The thing is, there's Tamlav Gam. So it's not called Chomet Shal of Pesach. So these Amoraim disagreed on two accounts. Number one, they held Chomet Shal of Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, even if nobody violated by Yerosh. They can even apply to a Bli of Chomet in a pot. And secondly, they didn't hold from the din that Eina Ben Yoma is nice and Tamlav Gam, and Mimela, there's no problem. So they said, all the Chomets, Dik, and pots and pans, and forks and knives and everything, you have to kasha everything before Pesach. Or after you don't have to kasha before Pesach because of Bal Yeroa. There is no Bal Yeroa on Blias, but you're going to have to kasha after Pesach because the Blia in the pots and pans is going to become treif. So we don't hold like that for the both reasons. We don't hold like that because number one, it's Eina Ben Yomo. So it's not called Chametz, it's a Kimishina. Number two, because the only time Chametz or Allah Pesach is Aser is if somebody violated by Yeroi by Matzah. So here's the Shaila, what if you combine both of these together? What if you have Chametz Nukshan Erev Pesach after Chatzos? What's the deal? Yeah?
So why don't we switch pots and pans to the Chametz?
Use the same chametz the kapat, just wait 24 hours. So the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah that they made a gzera de rabban gzera ain't a ben yoma otu ben yoma. Yeah, min haTorah, you only have to have one set of dishes: fleishig, milchig, pesach, treif. You just wait 24 hours. Just put a sticker, just put a label on every pot when it was used last, and make sure that you wait 24 hours. So it made a gzera de rabban, the label may fall off, so you may forget where you're holding. Samri Shainim Hel, the Ritvo, was the Talmud of the Ra'oh. So he writes in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah that his Rebbe, the Ra'oh, insisted that the Gzera de Rabbanim was only introduced by Treifa Kelim. If the Kli is Treifa, the Kli is Chometzik, then there's a Gzera Ene Ben Yom, Ote Ben Yom. But if you have a Fleshik pot, it's Hetera Bola, all you have to do is wait 24 hours and then you can use it for Milchik. So if you have Milchik pot, just wait 24 hours, use it for Fleshiks. So the Ritvo writes that the Talmidim pleaded with the Rebbe. They said, we know that you're right, 100% you're right, but everyone says you're an apikoros. So what do you have to, Reis Tachayim, what do you have to fight with everybody for? Make believe that they're right. So he said, no, he's a man of principle. He's not going to give in. A matter of principle. He's not going to give in. And he insisted that he only needs one set of dishes. So flesh, sheets, and milk. Just wait 24 hours. Rabbi Kiveger and his chuvas is mitzarif this sheet of the ra'or as a sniff to be makel in some cases. If you have a few considerations, Rabbi Moshe Weinstein has also, based on that chuvas, Rabbi Kiveger, you have a set of dishes that hasn't been used in a year. And you know that the people who used it originally were kosher. The only thing is that you don't remember whether they're fleshig or milchig. So according to the ra'or, once you waited 24 hours, you can use it forever you want. And even in the way we paskin, the Chacham Tzvi is of the opinion that if you wait 12 months, you don't have to kasher anything. The Gemara says that about treif of barrels that contain stam yenom. That if you had an empty barrel that was sitting empty for a whole 12 months, then there's no need to kasher. So all the classical poskim assume that kula only applies to stam yenom. It doesn't apply to real treifas. And the Chacham Tzvi is of the opinion that it applies to any treifah kli. Any treifah kli that has been used for 12 months doesn't need hagol at all. So we don't follow that. But then there's a further opinion, the Baluitur, the Tur, quotes in Kuf Chabbeis from the Baluitur, one of the Balei HaTesvus, that even though you cannot kasher a kli cheres, it says in this week's Sedri, kli cheres ha-shedibush al-bo yishover, ha-ter hidal kli cheres, that hagol doesn't help. So even though Agola doesn't help, but if you wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo, so the whole Issa is only the Rabbana, Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo, so then if you do Agola Gimel Pamim, then it'll help. You got that from a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if you have a Trefa pot that has a Bliya from Bishol Akum or a Bliya from Tevel, the Rabbanon, so even though it's a Klicheres, and Klicheres Agola doesn't help, but since the whole Bliya was only the Rabbanon to begin with, and Issa the Rabbanon, so if you do Agola Gimel Pamim, then it will help. So the Baluita says the same is true if you have a pot that's treif. It has a bli of an isa deraisa, but you waited 24 hours. So after 24 hours, the whole need to kasha the pot is only with the Rabbanon. So whenever the whole treif is status is only with the Rabbanon, so the Baluita is of the opinion that you can do hagolah gimel pomim and the klicheres, and that'll be sufficient. So the Tur does not accept the Baluita. He quotes it and he rejects it. He says it's ein daima. If the whole bli in the first place was bishalakam, Obli in the first place was only Tevel Bizman Azeh, which is only Midir Rabbanon. So then the Chachamim, then the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Yemeko, we permit you to do Hagol Gimel Pamim Manik Licheres. But if the Bliya was a real Issa Derais, the only thing is you waited 24 hours, and now it's only the Rabbanon, but it started off as an Issa Derais, so then we're not Mekel. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says in such a case, that it's a Hetera Bola. I know it's a kosher set of dishes. I just don't know whether it's fleishig or milchik. I know that it's fleishig, and I want to switch it to milchik. So according to the ra'or, there's no problem bichla. Just wait 24 hours, and you can switch from fleishig to milchik. You don't have to kasher at all. According to the Chacham Tzvi, you already waited 12 months, so you don't have to kasher at all. So even though we don't follow either of these, but if now you do a hagolah gimel pamim, so then Rabbi Kiveger is prepared to be mekel. Once in a while, these cases come up.
Is there machlokes rishonim about losing hamilkan by chametz, whether that would be batul or not? So, why would the even if you leave the bliya and it's eino ben yomo, it's still going to be a problem.
We are machmer. The Gemara has a machlokes on chavtes on the base, where the chametz is b'mashuhu or not. So our girsa in the Gemara is on Laman Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Hilchas at the top line, the Chometz bePesach is bMashu, Exer the Rabban. Tesis quotes the Shiltis and the Rabbi Natam say that that's a mistaken girsa. The girsa should say the Chometz is Batul B'Shisha. There is no such thing as Chometz bePesach is bMashu. So if you have a very big Shas Atzak and other things to be Mitzarev, then the Poskim say there's room to be Maker like the Rabbi Natam. Usually we are Machmer on this. But that was Rava, says that Maskana. Rava is in the later generations. The Amoraim who are Machmer, they lived way before the days of Rava. So there wasn't yet this Din de Rabbanan. The Chometz bePesach is bMashav. So judging on the level of the Raisa, if the belief of Chometz in the Kli was Eina Ben Yomo, so we should really declare that it's nice and Tamil Gam. That's Tamil Gam, so it's not even Chometz Shavua Pesach. So this Amoraim holds that even nice and Tamil Gam is also awesome. The Machlekes and Masechas Abedizari, how you pass them. So this is the Shaila. Chometz B'Pesach, if you eat Chometz B'Pesach, there's an einish of karis. If you eat chametz on erev Pesach, Reb Shimon's opinion is it's only an iser esei. And the Rambam, for whatever reason, paskens like Reb Yudah, that there's an iser lois esei, but it's still not the same as chametz b'Pesach. Chametz b'Pesach is b'karis. Chametz erev Pesach, there is no karis. That's why we paskens la'alocha, there are more paskens, Chabra also paskens like that, then chametz erev Pesach, after chatzais, is not b'mashu. Chametz b'mashu is only on Pesach, because of the chumer, the karis. Chametz and erev Pesach, if you eat it, is not karis. So therefore, it's not going to be mamasho. If a little bit of chametz fell into a whole pot of soup, so we would allow you, and you have shishim against a little bit of chametz that fell in. So if it'll be erev Pesach in the afternoon, we would permit you to eat it. Erev Pesach, you don't say chametz is mamasho. So that's the shaila. Chametz on erev Pesach is not exactly the same as chametz b'Pesach. So that's the shaila. What's the story with this chametz nukshin? If you have tchilas hachimutz process, the Mishnah has, what's the beginning of the chametz process? What's the end? So Seor is the beginning of the process, and Siduk is the Gemar HaChimutz process. So let's say you have Seor, which is Trilas HaChimutz process. Are you allowed to eat that on Erev Pesach? That's the Shaila when the Machlekes to Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Meir, whether Seor is a Din Derais, a Din Derabban, whether there's Malkus or not. So that's the Shaila. Even if it's a Din Derais, it was a Torah Mechadesh. There's a new Isser of Tchilas HaChimutz process, not really the same as Chometz. But the Torah is Marben, no, that when you get to Koris, you have to have Gemar HaChimutz process. But when you get to everything else, all the other Dinim in the Torah, Tchilas HaChimutz process is enough. That'll be the Nafkamina. What's the story on Erev Pesach? Or would it be Bal Yerubai Motze on Pesach? Bal Yerubai Motze is on Chometz. Maybe Tchilas HaChimutz, what we call this chametz nukshe, that only had the beginning of the chametz process, maybe there's no bali rabbi matzei on that. So that's the Mishnah says elo oivrin the Pesach, beginning of the third Pesach, the perek. Elo oivrin, what do you mean? So Rashi, how do you translate the words elo oivrin? On the following foods, you are in violation of bali rabbi matzei. That's how Rashi translates. Elo oivrin the Pesach means on the following foods. Al elo. Oivrim bePesach beBal Yerub bayMatz. That's how Rashi says. They love Malehem beBal Yerub bayMatz. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan disagrees. The words don't read straight. The El should say the Elov Malehem bePesach. Should say Bal Yerub bayMatz. So Rabbi Natan says there is no Bal Yerub bayMatz on Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe is a chiddush of the pasuk. It doesn't have the same dinim as as real chametz. There's no bal yerub derais on Pesach. Elo oivrim me'al shulchan. You're not allowed to have it on the table. You're not allowed to eat it. Then the first taisus on the Masechta quotes Rabbi Natan says that there's bal yerub mederabanan. But on the level of derais, even if you hold that chametz nukshe is an isa derais to eat it, it's nisraba from a ribu in a pasuk that if you hold this derais, machlekes amer Rav Yudah amem tesam base what is derais derabanan. Even if you hold this derais, it wasn't nisraba that it has all the same dinim as chametz. It's a separate din. So that's why the Rabbi Natan Shitasa says he thinks that there's no Bal Yerub Derais, it's only the Rabbanon. And the translation, Eilu Ervin Pesach means Ervin Me'al HaShulchan, you're not allowed to eat it. And he thinks that on Erev Pesach it's permissible to eat Chometz Nukshe. It was only in this Rabba from the Pasuk, even if your Nukshe is Derais, it's only in this Rabba from the Pasuk, as Anayi is a separate Issa. But it doesn't fall under the regular category of Chometz. So therefore on Erev Pesach it would be mutter to eat Chometz Nukshe. What's another example of Chometz Nukshe? The original Chometz Nukshe, where you have the Machlegis of Me'er Abyude, where there's the Reis of the Rabbanon, is an admishnah by Seor. When you have the process of Chometz began, but it didn't complete, that's a Mem Ches on the base. Then you have, there's a Gemara and Lamed He on the base that contradicts the Gemara Lamed Vav and Med Aleph. The two Gemaras face each other. You close the Daf over here. So on Lamed He on the base, the Gemara says, Mei Peris Ein Machmitzin. If you mix flour with orange juice or apple cider, it does not turn into chametz. Means even if you leave it for a couple of hours, it'll never turn into chametz. The Gemara Lamed Vav Med Aleph says, if you mix flour, Pesach Diga flour, with apple juice, it's memahir lahachmetz. So chastira gluya. Here it says it's not machmetz at all. Here it says it's memahir lahachmetz. So Rashi says that the answer is the chimutz process will begin faster, but it'll never finish. If you don't have any water at all, you only have made peiris with the pesach adika flour, so the chimutz process will begin maybe even faster, I don't know, faster than 18 minutes, maybe. But usually the chimutz process takes an hour, 2 hours to begin. To begin, it takes a long time. So if you have made peiris, it'll begin earlier. But if all you have is made peiris, it'll never become chametz dagen gam. That's how Rashi read in the Gemara. Tosis quotes Rabbi Natan, who disagrees with Rashi. All the Balei Tosis disagree with Rashi. And they say it's not correct. It's against all the Gemara. So they say if you have just made peiris with flour, it's not bolei dechimutz at all. There's no concern. You can leave it all day long, it's not going to be bolei dechimutz. But if you have made peiris with flour, with water, then it's going to be memarla hachmetz. And then, because you have the water also, so that can possibly turn into chametz dagen gam. So that's the shaila. According to Rashi, if you have made peiris mixed with water, the chametz process will begin, but it'll never end. It'll never finish. So that also, according to the Tana, that chametz nukshe is deraisa. Maybe that's only chametz nukshe, where the chametz process began, and if you would leave it longer, it'll complete itself. It'll become chametz dagen gomer, seor, which will ultimately turn into siduk. But if you have made peiris, it's just going to begin, it'll be memar lahachmas, the process will begin earlier, but it's not aimed to complete at all. So maybe, even according to the Tanaim who think that nuksha is deraisa, maybe this kind of nuksha will only be the rabbanon. There's room to make all over here. And that's the shaila, that's what Tosis raised, the shaila. What's the story with egg matzahs? Should we consider egg matzahs as like meperis, or egg matzahs as like water? Egg matzahs is not meperis, it comes from eggs. Yeah, our egg matzahs, they mix in apple cider. So that's meperis. So according to Rashi, that's memahir la'achmetz. It can become chametz faster than if you only mix it with water. So Tosis is not sure what's the status of egg matzahs. So the Rabbi Natam disagreed with all Rashi. He said if you just mix in made peiris with flour, it's not boli day anything. It doesn't even become chametz nukshe. There's no problem whatsoever. So the Rabbi Natam was makel to eat the egg matzahs on Erev Pesach. He was never makel against his grandfather Rashi to eat the egg matzahs on Pesach. According to Rashi, you're eating chametz nukshe with Pesach. If you let the fruit juice or the eggs, if you let it sit with the pesach dika flour for long enough, so according to Rashi, it'll become chametz nukshe. According to Rabbi Natam, it's nothing with nothing because you didn't have any water. But he was only mekel on Erev Pesach because he was of the opinion the chametz nukshe not pesach is tam mutter. The Yisrael chametz nukshe is only on Pesach. That was the Rabbi Natam shita. The chametz nukshe was never nisraba. That is dina kechametz dagen gomer. There's not dina bal yirod deraisin. It doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. It's only a chumra on Pesach. The two versions in the Rishonim of exactly what the Rabbi Natam said over here. Did he only apply this to chametz nukshe, or did he even apply his chiddush? The chametz dagen gomer al yidei tarubis. Let's say they have real vinegar that came from real chametz. Different kinds of vinegar. Sometimes the vinegar comes from kidneys, and sometimes the vinegar comes from real grain. So if you have real grain vinegar that's real chametz, and then you mix in vinegar into ketchup, so it adds a flavoring, it's nice and tam. So that's chametz al yidei tarubis. Chametz dagen gomer al yidei tarubis. So what the Rabbi Natam say over there also, that just like there's no bal yirod deraisa on chametz nukshe, so there's no bal yirod deraisa on tarubis chametz as well? Or no, tarubis, once you say tam ki ikir, the vinegar is nice and tam in the ketchup, so you would have the din of bal yirod on the vinegar, and it would be asan erev pesach efter chatzos also to eat it. On nukshe it makes sense. So Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natam saying by both. Both chametz nukshe and tarubis chametz, there's no bal yirod by matzah. And other Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natam is only having said it by the chametz nukshe. By the tarubis chametz, it's normal. By tarubis chametz, it's a regular isa deraisa l'idei tarubis. It's regular tam kiker. So if you have bal yirod on chametz, you should have bal yirod on tarubis chametz as well. That's the pashtus. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo quotes for Ashkenazim that we machmer like Rashi. that the minig is that you don't eat egg matzahs because we're concerned that maybe it was mimahir lahachmetz. The Rambam just says if you have a big shas atchak for cholim miskenim, then we revert back to the Iker HaDin. The Iker HaDin is like Tosfos said, that if you only have made peris and you didn't mix in any water at all, that's not machmetz at all. But if there's no big shas atchak, then we're machma like Rashi to consider that as if it's mimahir lahachmetz. And we don't eat it at all on Pesach. That complaints against Rabbi Soloveitchik why he only put this on the strikes boxes in Hebrew. He should have written it in English because most of the customers for the strikes boxes don't know how to read Hebrew. So he explained he was a very consistent person. Everything was with a cheshbon. So he explained why he thought that Mikra Adin, his egg matzah samutar, even for everybody else. He said, even according to Rashi, that you say if you mix made peris with flour, it's memahir lahachmetz, the tchilas hachemetz process will begin earlier. It's memahir lahachmetz. The only thing is it'll never have a gemar hachemetz process. So that's only, you have to let it sit for a while, without any hisaskas. What if I mix made peris with flour, and I'm doing hisaskas the whole time. I'm kneading and banging and shaking, and then I put into the oven. So then, even according to Rashi, it's not shayach ta'asa. The Gemara says like that, alam advavim and aleph. If you mix the made peris with flour, so hurry up quickly, finish the lisha, make sure you don't let it have any shehiyah, don't let it sit by itself. Make sure you're always doing some activities. He said the way his egg matzahs are baked at strides, it's always shaking, and there's a period of time that nothing is moving. So he introduced a special machine that just bangs the matzahs. So it's never left without any hisaskus at all. So he thought that Mikra Adin, his egg matzahs were mutter, even not cholim eskein. So he just puts it down in Hebrew that people shouldn't have tarumas against. That was his opinion.
What do we say about egg matzahs on Erev Pesach? What
about Erev Pesach after Chatzos egg matzahs? The Gemara has a din that matzah ashira is not acceptable for mitzvahs matzah because the Chumash refers to the matzah as lechem oni. What is exactly matzah ashira? So the Gemara has different categories of matzah ashira. So one is Isa Sheni Loisha B'yayin Shemen Bashan Cholov, that's on Lamed Govim and Aleph. If you mixed in May Peris, then it's called matzah ashira. Another kind of matzah ashira is if the matzah is gigantic, if it's too big, kashisha, the Gemara says. If it's very big, that's also called gigantic. It's called the matzah shir. There are different forms of matzah shir. Matzah muvusheles, let's say I have a baked matzah, and then I put it into a burning hot pot of water. I'm a vashal matzah after baking it. So the Gemara says, it's also like a matzah shir. Different kinds of matzah niyah. Different kinds of violations of matzah ashira. So the Rambam's opinion is that Isus and Elosha, B'yayin Shem and Dvash V'cholav is considered matzah ashira, is only these dalad mashkin. If you make matzah, if you make egg matzahs with apple cider and eggs, according to the Rambam's opinion, you can be yotzei dechayvas mitzvahs matzah leil haseder with the egg matzahs. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that one shouldn't eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Because even Erev Pesach before Chatzos, because the Rishonim says, and the Bavli never says, but all the Rishonim quote from the Talmud Rishonim, you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. The whole Erev Pesach. The Baal Mor says Erev Pesach means after Chatzos. But we follow the other Rishonim, that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach all day long Erev Pesach. And so Tosfos says only such matzah that you can be yotzei yedechai v'asa with it. So according to the Rambam, the only four matzahs that are called matzah shira is Isa Sheni Loisha, B'yayim Hashem, and Vashon Cholov. Only those four mashkim. And other mashkim not. So according to the Rambam, the egg matzah is lechem oni. So you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach because of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. The Rambam's opinion is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Such an obscure opinion. So in Shulchan Aruch, they're just worried about the Rashi. That according to Rashi, we're machmer that it's... They make with grape juice to satisfy their Rambam's opinion. Yes, according to Rambam, it's also matzah shira. So then you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Okay.
So
yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, they're only worried about the Rashi. So then the Rabbein Tam held that Chametz Nukshan Erev Pesach is mutter, even after Chatzos. But I think people are usually machmer like that also, machmer like the Rashi. The Chametz Nukshan was nistrap with that Dinuk HaChametz, that there is Bal Yeroya, and it is also an Erev Pesach. It's not like the Rabbein Tam claims a separate Issa that only applies Bid Pesach and doesn't apply to Bal Yeroya. No. Chametz Nukshan was nistrap with that Dinuk HaChametz. It has all the Dinim of Chametz. Yeah, what is the beer in the Shita Sarama? Very strange. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is. What in the world is the Rambam Shita all about? Only he says Sheni Loisha B'Yayin Shemen Dvash Nacholov. Why should that be the case? So Rav Nineze has a fantastic tshuva. He has a few times in his tshuvas, he explains the Shita Sarambam. He says, what if you take a matzah, a shmur matzah, and you put on jam? So does that make it into a matzah ashira? No, it's only matzah shira if when you bake it, it was a matzah shira. There may be a different problem. The Gemara says in the last parak, if you eat a dvar mitzvah with a dvar harshus together, so the Gemara says, I'll say dvar harshus and a battle dvar mitzvah. Eating is an activity that the behemoths also do. Human beings eat all year long like behemoths eat. It's nishke mitzvah. On Pesach night, you're eating Pesach matzah maror. All year long, you eat karbanas, so that's an achilah shon mitzvah. But usually, achilah is a ma'isa harishus. So the Gemara has a din that when you're eating an achilah shon mitzvah, you shouldn't eat it together with achilah shon rishus. Then it'll lose its status as a mitzvah. It has to be eaten, a dvar mitzvah has to be eaten separately. If you eat a dvar mitzvah together with a dvar rishus, then we say, also dvar rishus, or mevatel dvar mitzvah. The only machlok is hilah nechachamim is whether mitzvah is mevatel zu ezu. If I eat matzah and morah together, do you say, each mitzvah doesn't recognize the other mitzvah, so the other mitzvah, as far as I'm concerned, is a dvar hashus. So if I'm going to eat matzah with maror, so the mitzvah of matzah doesn't recognize the mitzvah of maror. So the maror is considered a dvar hashus from the perspective of the mitzvah of matzah. So osi mitzvah mevatel mitzvah? Or do you say, no, all the mitzvahs recognize each other, so they're not mevatel each other. So the Gemara said, that was machlekes hillel and chacham. Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. So if you have a dvar harshus and you eat it together with a dvar mitzvah, all the tanoim agree. Also dvar harshus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. If you eat two mitzvahs together, that's a machlekes where the mitzvah is mevatel zu azu, or mitzvah same mevatel zu azu. So that'll be a shaila if you're going to shmir on jam on your matzah. That can be a shaila. It's not going to be an issue of matzah shira. It may be an issue that also dvar harshus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. So Tosfos writes, it depends how much jam you shmir. If you shmir a heavy coating of jam, then it'll be like eating two different things at the same time. Just have a little bit, so that's not going to pose a problem of us in dvar shus and mevatel dvar mitzvah.
I thought I remember reading that klal is only if it's minchin mino. Is that true?
What do you mean, bimbin mino?
That, like, if you eat the carbon paste off with basar, that's cool, and so then it cancels out because
the
Dvar HaShus is
Minshah. I don't know. The Gemara says if you eat matzah together, it's a problem. All They're right. Totally different foods. Yeah. The Gemara says it depends on this machlek, Hillel and Chachamim, whether mitzvahs mevatel zu or not. But if it were, one would be a Dvar HaShus, let's say you have a lot of people leave on a ton of charoses on top of the romaine lettuce when they eat it. So they're eating charoses with moror. So charoses is no mitzvah to eat charoses. So then we would say, osi dvar shus, mevatel dvar mitzvah. So you're not even using the mitzvah of moror.
Does that apply to mitzvahs or shus if we're nearing matzah during the week also? If you say mitzvahs, if you're eating matzah during the week, it's a mitzvah or shus?
Also be a problem, okay. Yeah, if you eat a sandwich, you mean. If you eat a tuna fish sandwich in the middle of the week, so you won't have that kiyama mitzvah. Okay, probably the same thing. Should be the same issue. So the Avnei Nezer writes, he thinks that the only time matzah is called a matzah ashira is if the ashiris is mitzurif to the matzah. It means if I kneaded the dough with yain shem and dvash hacholov. So the yain shem and dvash hacholov is mitzurif with the dough, so when the matzah was baked, from the very outset, it was a matzah ashira. So you're not yotzei because the halacha requires lechem oni. What happens if I have a perfectly normal matzah lechem oni and then I put on a little jam? So that doesn't make it into a matzah ashira. Sometimes it'll be an issue. Also, dvar shus mevatel dvar mitzvah. if you have enough jam. If you have only a mashu jam, it won't even be a problem of us in dvar shus and a battle dvar mitzvah. So then the Avnanez adds on, there is a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnayos in Chala. And the Rishalmi explains what the machlekes is. Do you become chai mechala if you needed, if you made dough, you needed the flour, instead of mixing flour with water, mix flour with mei peres. Is that chai mechala or not? What's the machlekes hatanoim? So the Rishalmi explains the machlekes is, in order to be chai mechala, you have to have a minimum amount of dough that should be mitzurif together. What's the mitzarev? So if you mixed in one in the zayin mashkin, so zayin mashkin ma'amitzarev, the yad shach adam the zayin mashkin. What if you have, let's say, a long Italian bread? So an autumn tummy touches the end. So there's a din magav mitzasi ke magav kula. It's considered as if I touched the other end also. Unless the whole thing is all sliced up, so I only touched the first slice, and the second slice is done b'chubit to the first slice. So it was only mitam in the first slice. But if it's one long bread that's on b'chubit yachad, so the din is magav mitzasi ke magav kula. So what if the long Italian bread was nilush without the use of water? We made that bread with mei peres. Is that mitzaref the bread together that is considered one entity or not? So that's a machlokes satanan, whether only zayin mashkin ma mitzaref or even shar mashkin ma rosa mitzaref. So Yerushalmi says that's totally zeh bezeh. Are you chai mechalo or not? If it's isa sheni losha b'mei peres, it's the same machlokes over there by magam b'mitzosa ke magam b'kula, whether only zayin mashkin ma mitzaref or all mashkin ma mitzaref. So the Rambam is unclear how he paskins on this machlokes. So the Avnanezer claims, that's a little questionable, Avnanezer claims by process of elimination, he has the Pirush HaMishnayis, it's questionable. He thinks the Rambam paskins that only Zayin Mashkem HaMitzarev, or the Mashkem HaMitzarev. So he says, if you're going to bake egg matzahs, you mixed into the dough apple cider with eggs. But since that's not mitzarev, it's mei peres, it's not from the Zayin Mashkim. Since it's not mitzaref the isa together, so it's also not mitzaref to the isa. So it's considered like I bake matzahs and I put jam on top of the matzahs. Zeluchud bezeluchud. It's not considered mitzuref with the dough. The only four mashkim that are mitzaref with the dough are yain, shem, and dvash, and cholov, because all four are from the Zayin Mashkim. So since they are mitzaref, the dough together to be considered one big isa for the chiyav challah, and it's one big loaf of bread after it'll be baked, and you touch one end, you say magam mitzosik and magam bekula. So these four, which are the zayin mashkim? So yain, shem, and dvash, and cholov are four. One is dam, so if you mix in dam, so everything is dam tray. If you can't eat the matzah, you can't eat anything. So there's nothing to discuss about dam. Then two of the other zayin mashkim are mayim and tal. So mayim and tal is water. So that's what you do use to make matzahs. You use either mayim and tal. Blood you don't use. So the other four that are not mayim and tal, that are not treif, are yain, shem, and dvash, and cholov. They are from the zayin mashkim, so they are mitzareif and isa yachad. So therefore they are mitztarfim to the isa, and therefore it's considered intrinsically matzah shira. And any other mei peres are considered, since they're not mitzareif to isa together, so they're not mitztareif to the isa. So it's a mashal amad davadayim, it's like having a matzah and putting on jam. The dovah shel ashiris is extraneous, is external. It's not intrinsic in the dough itself. That's how the Avnei Nezer thinks the pshat and the Rambam is. Without that, we have no pshat. We don't understand that Rambam.
How is it called matzah then? It's not even mitzvah. It's like flour and eggs.
How is it called matzah?
Then you have flour and egg, the point of the Rambam, you can be yotzei, in case that's nice, right?
Yeah.
But it's not
mitzaref,
so it's nothing. It's just flour and egg. It's not a.
But I baked it.
It has to be matzah. It has to be a shame
theft
of matzah.
I baked it, and it tastes like bread. It's not considered mitzuref yachad. It's like all crumbs. It's not mitzuref yachad when you get to chiyav challah. Not mitzuref yachad when you get to magam mitzosa kemag b'kula. Not mitzuref yachad that it's considered as if they made peres as something extraneous.
It's still a new entity. That's
but
a new entity.
I made an isa. I succeeded by hook or by crook. I made an isa, and I made the isa in the shape of a matzah, and I baked it. So a matzah it is.
Someone told me a story. He was at a certain big rabbi's house, and he spilled his wine on his matzah. So the rabbi told him not to use it. So the guy thought maybe he'll do your brachos, whatever. And then, but then they had matzah soup, so he didn't know what was going on. So he thought maybe it's that if he spilled his wine on the matzah, it's not matzah shir.
Uh-huh. Okay, as a chumrah. As a chumrah. The Ramah says that on Pesach night, the meaning is that we don't put salt on the matzah. So the official reason that's given in Shulchan Aruch is based on the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that you only put salt on the bread if the bread is not tasty without the salt. But if the bread is delicious without the salt, then you don't need any salt. Tosfos says you have salt on the table, that we shouldn't be punished for bittul Torah. That after we wash until it's a diamond, we say, before we say a moitzi, so nobody talks and there's a lot of bittul Torah going on. So there may be a kitrig in Bezal Shamayla. So the pasuk says that there's a bris kruse in Mamelach. So we have salt on the table to remind the Rabban Shalom of the bris that you shouldn't punish us for the bittul Torah. But you don't have to mix, you don't have to dip the challah into the salt. If you salt the challah, it's an insult to the woman who baked the challah. So she baked the challah, she thought that it's tasty without adding anything on. She already put in salt, she already put everything in. So the official explanation that the Ramah gives in Shulchan Aruch is that the matzahs are so delicious, they're so tasty, you don't have to put any salt. And some of the Rishonim give a different reason why the minig was that you don't put salt on the matzah, that it shouldn't look like matzah shira. Strictly speaking, it's not matzah shira, because you didn't bake it with the salt. But nonetheless, there's such a chumrah that if you add on salt, we treat it as if it were matzah shira. So if you pour on some wine, we'll treat it as if it were matzah shira, but strictly speaking, it's not really. After it's baked already, it can't become matzah shira. Taisus shows from the Gemara that's only if you have a significant amount of reshus. But if you have just a little bit of mashuhu, that's not called osi dvar reshus mevatel dvar mitzvah.
What about egg matzah? Isn't that reshus also? Wouldn't the eggs be reshus?
I don't think so. The eggs are absorbed in the matzah. It's not a separate entity. I don't think so. You should say, if according to the Rama, if you have egg matzah, it should be also dvar shus mevatel dvar mitzvah. I don't think so. The eggs made it into matzah. The eggs made it into a dough. I don't think so. It's only if you have something separate. I don't think so. The opposite from each other. Also dvar shus mevatel dvar mitzvah only applies if the dvar shus is something mamish separate. And the din of matzah ashira is only if the ashiris is matzurif mamish. If it's integral into the matzah, if it's something separate, then it'd only be osid dvar reshus if it's a lot, if it's a little not. I don't think so.
How did the Rambam say you put the
chalav
in the matzah?
The Gemara asks that question also. The Rambam is quoting the Gemara. Yan Shem Darshan Al-Mari asks that question. Not allowed to make nilchik bread? So the Gemara says if you make it ain't tura, then it is permissible. Whatever that means, there are different interpretations. But the Gemara mentions that right on Lamed Vav and Aleph, on the second wide line. If you make Ein Torah Shor, half an hour you can't
tour. How does either chap work with the Pesach? You have to make a small amount.
You make a hecker?
And what's the hecker?
It's a different color. It has a different color. These matzahs are very white because I put in a lot of milk. Apparently the people can't afford fleishig, so they have the milchigs for Pesach night. The Gemara says on Daf Mem that the matzahs have to be made lishmo. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Shmura matzah means has to be made lishmo. Then the Gemara has in the commenting on the Mishnah Lamed Hay that there are certain situations where even if you make it lishmo, it's considered shalom lishmo. So the Gemara has, for example, if you have matzah that's made from bikurim. So bikurim is only nechal on Yerushalayim. It's not nechal b'chomai shavos. And the matzah says you should eat matzahs b'chomai shvasechim tochel matzahs. The Gemara understands from the pasuk that matzah is only kosher if it's matzah hanachelas b'chomai shavos. If the matzah is not nachelas l'chomai shavos, it's not good. The Gemara says memele if you're going to bake matzah shel bikurim, that may be a problem. Matzah shel ma'ay shesheni will be a problem. Maybe since it's not nachelas b'chomai shavos, so that's not called asiyah lishma. It's atartid asasrein de lishma. This is bikurim, so how can I label this flour that I took grain and I ground it up and made it into flour? I'm going to eat it in Yerushalayim. I'm a kohen, I'm going to eat the bikurim in Yerushalayim. But I baked it in the form of matzah. And I want to be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah, leil aseidah. So that's a machlekes satanoim. Whether bikurim is good, whether maaseh sheni is good. and so on. What's the shaila? So the Gemara says part of the shaila is that it's ainah nachelas b'chol meshavas. Part of the shaila is, let's say, the ma'aser sheni is mama gavoya. So if you hold ma'aser sheni is mama b'ilam, then there's no problem. We pasken ma'aser sheni is mama gavoya. So even though it never says shalachem by matzah by dalad minim, it says olakachtam lachem yishalachem. That's on lamed chesam at Allah. So even though there is no pasuk that says that matzah has to be shalachem, but we learn that zereshava lechem lechem v'hoi bachochem lechem horis malahal mishalachem avkam mishalachem. That's 10 lines from the top on lamed chesam at Allah. So since you need shalachem by matzah, so therefore if you hold ma'aser sheni mama gavoya, that's the way you pick pasuk. Ma'aser sheni is mama gavoya, so therefore you're not yotze. So it would appear, that's also shaila. What does that mean? The Gemara is the Rosh understood the Gemara literally that you really need shalachem on matzah, just like you need shalachem by dalad minim on the first day sukkah. So too you need shalachem by matzah. The Rambam clearly did not understand the Gemara like that, because the Rambam writes that a matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah bo baveir. The Rosh writes that a matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. So why didn't the Rambam quotes the Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoya, and therefore you're not Yotzei Matzah Shel Ma'aser Sheni because you need Shalachem. So why do they have to write the Matzah Gzula is no good? Because Mitzvah Baba Vera should have written easier, because it's a lack of Shalachem. So apparently the Rambam must have understood that it doesn't mean that you actually need Shalachem. By Dalad Minim you need Shalachem. Over here it just means it's a Tarte de Sasri in the Lishma. Since Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, and matzah has to be such a type of a thing that could have been mama bailam. If it's a hegdishdika thing, to the extent that it's a mama gavoyadika thing, so you can't consider the asiyah lishma. That's not called asiyah lishma. It's a type of the sasri in the mitzvahs. The mitzvah of achilas ma'aser sheni and the mitzvah of achilas matzah are so different from each other. Like the Gemara has the mitzvah of bikurim and the mitzvah of matzah are so different from each other. It has to be nechel b'chom ha'shavis. If it's ain't nechelus b'chom ha'shavis, it's no good. It has to be nechelus kol shiva. Shivas yamim matzos tachelu. So the Gemara says, if you have, the Mishnah says, you have chalas toide rikikei nazir, so the zman of the chalas toide rikikei nazir is the same zman as the carbon. You can't eat it after the zman is up. So that's not a matzah nechelus l'chol shiva. So what does that mean? That's not called asiyah l'shma. Since these matzahs are from Chalas Toide Rikikei Nozer, it has already a mitzvah. So you're going to superimpose another mitzvah, matzah, on top of that mitzvah. You're going to bake it l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So that's not called asiyah l'shma. These matzahs are for Chalas Toide Rikikei Nozer. You can't superimpose mitzvahs matzah on top of Chalas Toide Rikikei Nozer. They're so different from each other. This is Nachelas Kol Shiva, and this is Eina Nachelas Kol Shiva. So that's what the Gemara says. Whenever the nature of the two mitzvahs are so different, so that's a lack of asiyah lishma. It's a totally different kind of a mitzvah.
What do they have to do with the word b'chem? Do you have to stand when you do mitzvahs? Or if you have to spirit to omer and all that? It should be obvious we don't hold
b'chem.
They're really
clean
standing with us.
Mm-hmm. The Gaonim made up a whole zereshava. Yeah, that's a chiddush from the Gaon. That doesn't appear in the Gemara anywhere. Obviously, you don't stand when you eat the matzah. Yeah. Then the Gemara talks about the Gemara Mem on the base, right before the Mishnah. The Gemara tells the story. Rav Papi was an Amora. He permitted the chefs and the Reish Galus's kitchen to put kidneys into the soup on Pesach. Rav Papi Shorilei Leburdaiki, the Bei Reish Galusa, the chefs in the Reish Galus's kitchen, Lemimchi Kidere Bechasisi, to use ground up kidneys, flour, let's say potato starch, some kind of potato starch, to mix it into the soup, to thicken it, to make it thicker. So Rava was upset. He said, how can you permit such a thing by the Reish Galus's kitchen? The people are running the kitchen are not such medaktikim and mitzvahs. If you allow that, terrible mikshal may come out later on. So what is it that we don't permit over here? So we are also concerned. We don't have such tzaddikim ayah. So what is it that we shouldn't permit? So one pshat Taisa gives is that it was kidneys. But nearly the week it appears Baruch, Chasisi means kemach shel adashim of his kidneys, and that's what we don't permit. So it's based on this Gemara that the Ashkenazim have a minig that they don't eat kidneys on Pesach, because the Gemara says, in a place where the people are not so medaktik, the duchta, the shchichi avdil, there are avodim running the kitchen. They're not such Yirei Shemayim, they're not yeshiva people. They're not B'nai Torah. So since by us we're concerned that none of us are so medaktik, we all lack in Yirei Shemayim. So that's why the minhag developed that we don't allow kidneys b'Pesach. By this Friday, they don't have such a minhag, but the Ashkenazim do have. The Balamor comments on that Gemara, and Kuf Yudalan on the base, but the Gemara says, the Shnei Tavshilin don't necessarily have to be Shnei and Basar, even though one is Echel Pesach, one is Echel HaGigo, you can have even Silka Baroiza. So the Gemara says, Rabbi had Silka Baroiza. It shows that no one's worried about Rabbi Chamanuri's opinion that Urbis is a Mindogan and it's a Chayav Malchi Mutzikar. So the Balamor says, even this Gemara, that there's nothing wrong with eating rice on Pesach, halacha lemaisa. Yeah, that's the question. So that's Rava said that over there. Rava speaking on Kuf Yudal on the base, and this is also Rava speaking on Mem on the base. So the, according to the Oruch, the requotes from the Oruch, that Rava asked kidneys. So doesn't it contradict the other Rava? How come Rava was mata? That's so. The Balmar says obviously this chat is wrong. By Chasisi on Mem on the base, you should learn a different shot. The first chat in Tesis is a different shot. But the minig Ashkenaz is like the Oruch, that the Gemara is telling us not to use kidneys with Pesach. The Ravid writes all the dinim in Hilchas Chometz and Matzah. He writes all the dinim of when it's Chometz, when it's not Chometz. And then the Ravid has Hasage, it's wrong. So it's very unclear, what is he Masig on? What did the Rambam say that's wrong? So there are different editions of the Rambam with this Hasage Ravid on a different line in the Rambam. So some of the old editions, the Prima Gadim had an old edition of the Rambam. His edition of the Rambam had it that the Ravid is masing on kidneys. That the Rambam says you mix kidneys with water, can sit all day long and there's no problem. So the Ravid is masing. What do you mean? But that's Chometz Nuksha. So the old girsa that he had was that kidneys is a chashash of Chometz Nuksha. Yeah. So the, what do you mean? The Chilas HaChimutz process will occur. Just like Rashi says, if you have made peiris instead of water mixed with the flour, so that it'll be memar lahachmitz, but it'll never get a gemar achimutz process. It'll only be have a haskolas achimutz. So the girsa that the Prima Gadim had and the Ravid was that is masing on kidneys. That kidneys mixed with water will also have a tchilas achimutz process, but it'll never have gemar achimutz. That's a chometz notion. We have that Ravid in all the present editions. We have that hasogas Ravid on a different line in the Rambam. My father had such an old edition, a Berlin edition of the Rambam. It had the Hasaka Saravid was on kidneys. But all the modern editions of the Rambam, the Hasaka Saravid is on May Peris. The Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos on Laman Hamid Beis. If you mix May Peris with flour, so Rashi Shita is that that's Memar Lahachmetz, but it'll only become Chametz Nukshin. Tosfos says it's nothing but nothing. May Peris with flour, there's no concern whatsoever. So the Rambam writes like Tosfos, and the Rabbi is Masig like Rashi. That's the standard gears. The Rabbi was only Masig, he holds like Rashi, that made Peiris with flour will become Chometz Nuksha. But some had the gears that the Rabbi was Masig, that a kidneys flour with water will become Chometz Nuksha. That's not the generally accepted opinion. We hold that kidneys is only a minik. Because we hold kidneys is only a minig, so the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that you don't need shishim to be mevatel. Real chametz b'pesach is b'mashul. But if you don't even have chametz, the thing is only kidneys, it's only awesome in tam minig, so it's bottled b'roiv. Even though it's nice and tam, they used to have, they didn't always use wax candles like we use today. They used to use oil with a wick. So sometimes they would use shem and kidneys on the table. So the meaning is you don't use shem and kidneys in cooking food. But you can use shemi, it's mutabano, you can have it around the house, and no by your eyes. So these do shemi kidneys for hadlokas haneris purposes. So the shaila is sometimes, accidentally, some of the shemi kidneys from the container of, from the candle that's burning, some of the shemi would fall into the soup. It's edible, it's not a problem, but the shaila is, what does it acid the soup? So the Ramah says that it's batel b'roiv. You don't have to have shishim, even though you can taste it, even though it's nice and tam and it enhances the flavor of the soup. That's not a problem. Many people lit candles on a candelabra that was not sitting on the table, that was suspended above the table, so the shemen could literally fall into the soup on the table. That's what the Ramah's talking about. The candelabra was above the table, and the shemen falls into the soup. So he says it's batel b'rayv. Yeah. The Shach writes in the second chelik yeridei that even though there's a gzeira ena ben yoma ata ben yoma, if you have a tray for pot, even though you haven't used it for the last 24 hours, you have to kasher. And that applies, the Shach claims, that applies even if the holy so in the first place was only the Rabbanim. The Nedib Yehuda has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Shach. He thinks that that gzeira ena ben yoma ata ben yoma only makes sense if the Issa was an Issa deraisa in the first place. So if you would have cooked in the pot when it was a ben yomo, you're making a bli asisa from the trefa food deraisa into the kosher food that you're cooking now. So we make a gzeira derabanan, ain't a ben yomo, at the ben yomo. What if the iser that was cooked in the pot was only an iser derabanan to begin with? So then maybe it doesn't make any sense to make a gzeira, ain't a ben yomo, at the ben yomo. That's a gzeira le gzeira. So the Shach says that we do make the gzeira, ain't a ben yomo, at the ben yomo, even on iser derabanan, and the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But the Shach writes, what if the iser that the pot is treif is not even an Issa de Rabbanon, it's only Issa mitam minig. So he gives you some obscure examples of a minig, but by us it's possible. The same thing is possible by kidneys. So if you have a pot that you cook kidneys in, so then the Ramah quotes in the Shuvah from the Maral Bach, from Ablev Ibn Chabiv, from the 1500s, he says that then there's no Zerein ben yom at the ben yom. If by mistake you cook kidneys in the Pesach Dikat pot, so you just wait 24 hours and you don't have to kasher it, then you can use it for regular food. Yeah, what's another din? We were speaking about the various dinim of lechem oni. A matzah shira is no good. So the Gemara has another example of lechem oni, madarka shaloni biprusa, that you have to have dafke a broken matzah. That you shouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with a shlema. You should dafke have a broken matzah. Tosis has a machlekes later. So where does that leave you? Normally on yontif we want to have lechem mishnah two shlemas. So what do you do on Pesach night? So the common practice is that you have three matzahs and you bake one of them. So you're left with 2.5 matzahs. So you have two matzahs, that's the top tesis on Kufta Zayin and Manalo. You have two shlemas, that's because of the general mitzvah every Shabbos and Yontif that you have to have lechem mishnah, zeichel amon. Then you have the broken matzah, that's the lechem oni. And these are two distinct mitzvahs. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, quoting from the Rishonim, you have to eat two kezesim. When you say hamotzi alachilas matzah, so you have to eat a one kezayis from the shlema or from the shlemos, and then you have to have a kezayis from the prusa. The two different mitzvahs: one is sudas yontif that needs two shlemos, and one is mitzvahs matzah. And the Rambam's opinion and the Vilna Gaon followed like that. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik followed that tradition from the Vilna Gaon. They followed the Rambam, and Tosis has one opinion like that. No, that is the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sudas Yontif is identical with the mitzvah of matzah. It's the same mitzvah. If you're going to have 2.5 matzah, so you defeat the purpose. We want to have Dafke Lechemoni to remember the fact that we were Aniyim. We remember the fact that we were Avodim. Avodim Ayin on the fire of Mitzrayim. So you're going to have 2.5 two shleimus and one prusa. So how does that show? No, you Dafke have to have, not to have two shleimus. Not to have two shleimus. So you take two shleimus, when you break one of them, you only have 1.5. And then you say, Hamoitzi al achilas matzah. And then according to that, you only need one kazayis. There's no need for two kazayisim. It's exactly the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sudas Yontif should be fulfilled by eating matzah. Every Shabbos and Yontif, you can fulfill a mitzvah by, you have to fulfill a mitzvah by eating two shleimus. Dafke two shleimus. And it can either be chametz or matzah. And on Leil Pesach, you should dafke not have two shleimus. You want to fulfill a mitzvah in such a way. It has to be dafke matzah, it can't be chametz. And it should be dafke, not two shleimus. You want to have a zecher to the lechemoni, to the fact that it was lechemoni. So you want to have dafke 1.5, not to have two shleimus. So that's a big machlokes, different minhag. Most have the minhag that you have three matzahs and you break one matzah, you make yachatz before magid. What is that all about? Why do you break? The Rama doesn't have yachatz before magid. The Rama has, as you're about to, the Rama has, you have two matzahs. And when you're about to say Hamoitzi, instead of saying Hamoitzi on two shleimus, you break one of them so you don't have two shleimus, you have 1.5 shleimus. And then you say Hamoitzi al achilas matzah on 1.5. Why do we adopt the practice? Like Gois Maimedi quotes this from Rashi's Talmidim. You have Kaddish, Uchatz, Karpatz, Yachatz, Magid, and so on. Why do you have Yachatz all the way in the beginning? That's because we have the Maharal Miprag explains, because we have two drushes on the Pasuk Lechemoni. One is Lechemoni, we should be Prusa. Adakar Shalani be Prusa. We should be Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah with the Prusa. And the second drush is Lechemoni, Lechem Sha'odim, all of Dorm Harbe. When you tell Sipi Tzis, when Tzorim is supposed to have Matzah on the table. So the Maharal Miprag says, if you put the two drushes together, you should have Prusa, you should have Yachatz before Magid. You should tell the story of Sipei Tzis Mitzrayim having a broken matzah on the table. So that's our meaning, that's our practice, that we follow that shita, that we have the yachatz before the magid.
Does anyone say a third shita? It sounds like Rebbe was going to say, you say it on two, but one is broken, but it should be before the matzah there. That doesn't make sense. Meaning the one and a half shita, could it be that the one and a half is really two, but one of them is broken?
Yeah.
But it should be a full matzah. It should be full, two halves together. Either it's broken middle down or it's broken middle.
Once it's broken, so you don't gain anything by having the two halves there. It's the same whether you have both halves or you have one half. You don't have two shlemas. Yeah, dafke don't have two shlemas. That's the Rambam's opinion in one day in Tesis.
How, if you have a lot of people at the table, how is everyone going to get his eyes in the Prusa or even in the shlemas?
You have to encourage more people. Every third or fourth person should be given three matzahs, two and a half matzahs. And you tell them, well, the whole time you're saying Haggadah, you don't have to have matzah by every person. It's enough if the Omer Haggadah has. But when it comes time to say Amoitzi, you have to everybody washes, so they won't be able to have enough matzah for everybody. So every couple of people, every third or fourth or fifth person should have two and a half matzahs and say for his wife, for his children, whatever. So they'll all be able to have enough.
Is there any
halachic
significance of having the three layers?
I mean,
can you just have one cover over three matzahs?
Same thing. Yeah.
I mean,
no halachic
significance whatsoever. The way you're saying it sounds like, how big are the kazaisim that everyone has to have? Like,
Kazais is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, two opinions in the Rishonim, whether Kazais is a chatzi beitzah or a shlish beitzah. A beitzah beinonis. We usually see large size eggs. You have to visualize an egg that's smaller than the large size eggs that we see. And then, how do we pass from halacha? Is it a shlish beitzah, chatzi beitzah? So the Magen Avraham says, with respect to dinim deraisa, we're machmer that it has to be a chatzi beitzah, with respect to dinim derabbanim and mekel, then it could be a shlish beitzah. There used to be Rabbi Schwab lived in a neighborhood, so the last few years of his life he wasn't allowed to eat the bread. He had some kind of a medical condition. So he told me that only the first two nights at Pesach, he said Amoitzi, all Shabbos Niyantiv, he never ate, never made Amoitzi. So he said on the first night of Pesach is Deraisa, so he followed the Magen Avraham, he only ate a Chatzi Beitza. And the second night of Pesach is only the Rabban, so he only ate a Shlish Beitza. Yeah, that's because he had a medical condition, so he wasn't allowed. Normally, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber recommends you should have two kezaisim. You should have one kezais from the Shlemis and one kezais from the Prusa. One kezais from the Shlemis for the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv, one kezais for the Prusa for the other mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's why we have two and a half, because we hold that they're two distinct mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Matzah is not identical with the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv. And then you have to have another kezais of Matzah together with the Morar to make the Kairach, because the Gemara says, we're not sure whether we pass like Hillel or like the Chachamim. Hillel insists, the Gemara says there are three opinions here regarding eating. How are we supposed to eat the matzah in the morning? Do you have to dafke eat them together? A matzah mam yachlu together? Do you have to dafke eat them separately? If you eat them together, you'll have a problem. Osi dvar hoshus mevatel dvar mitzvah. So mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. Any other mitzvah other than this mitzvah is considered a dvar hoshus from the perspective, from the viewpoint of this mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah doesn't recognize the mitzvah of morah. So if you're going to eat morah with matzah, so the matzah is mevatel the morah, and the morah is mevatel the matzah. What do you say? No, mitzvah say mevatel zuzu. So the Gemara quotes three opinions. One opinion is you have to dafke eat together. One opinion is you have to dafke eat separately. And the third opinion is that it's optional. If you want, you can eat together. If you want, you can eat separately. So the Gemara says that hashtad delit mehilchas aloy kemar aloy kemar. We don't know what the psak halacha is. So we do both. That's on Kuf Tezvav Amir Aleph. Now that Hashtad Lehin Milchus Aloki Hilav Aloki Rabbanon, we don't know how to paskin. So we say, Al-Achilas Matzah, we eat the Matzah separately. Then you say, Al-Achilas Mar, you eat the Mar separately. Then you eat a Kricha of Matzah Mar together to satisfy that opinion, that if the din would be like Hilo, you have to dafke eat the Matzah and the Mar together. So we want to satisfy that opinion. So for that opinion, you have to have a Gazayis Matzah and a Gazayis Mar. Then for Afikoyman, you have to eat Matzah at the end. So Afikoyman is a big Machlekes and Rishonim. What is it supposed to represent? What is it all about? So some Rishonim say that it's a Zecher LeKorban Pesach. Some Rishonim say that it's the Ika Mitzvahs Matzah. So if the Ika Mitzvahs Matzah, so it's enough if you have a Gazayis at the end. If you hold that it's Zecher LePesach, so then the Maharil quotes some earlier poskim to say, we should make a Zecher LePesach and a Zecher LeChagiga. So you should eat two Kazaisim of the Afikoyman. One Zecher LePesach, one Zecher LeChagiga. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they come up with the idea that you should have the five kezaisim amatz. Two kezaisim when you have a moitzi amatzah, and then one kezais for the korach, and then two kezaisim for the afikana. Mishneh Berurah in the Bir Halacha has tainus, has tarumas, why Rabbi Yosef Kara quoted as the main shita that you have to have two kezaisim. He says, the same Rishonim say, it's enough with one kezais. The pashtus is that all those Rishonim said that it's enough with one kezais, when they say moitzi matzah, they would hold that it's enough 1.5 matzahs. You don't need 2.5 matzahs, because they hold that it's one and the same mitzvah, that's one. But everybody knows the Mishneh Berurah didn't have 1.5 matzahs. I don't think he probably had 2.5 matzahs. He had 2.5 matzahs, you got to eat 2 kezaisim, because you're assuming that they're different mitzvahs. But you don't have to be so machmer on all the shiurim, the gigantic size of kezaisim. No pasuk, no. That's a question of svara. Hillel says that the pasuk matzah mar yachlu implies you have to eat it together. So then the Gemara has two shades of interpretation of what Hillel meant to say. Did he mean to say dafke together, or if you want you can have together, if you want you can eat it separately? The Rambam paskins that it's optional. If you want you can eat together, if you want you can eat it separately. So then the Rambam says if you eat the matzah and the mar together, then bikricha, then you only say one bracha, shikadishanu b'mitzos v'tzivanu, alachilas matzah samrorim. And if you eat them separately, so when you eat the matzah, you say alachilas matzah, when you eat the mar, you say alachilas mar. If you eat it together, then you say one bracha, alachilas matzah samrorim. Even though the Rambam, even though they're two distinct mitzvahs, the mar is separate from the matzah, and if you eat it separately, you say two mitzvahs, two brachas, but if you eat it together, so this is the true, there are two mitzvahs, but there's only one maisa mitzvah. So the Rambam is of the opinion that brachas are recited in accordance with how many maaseh ha-mitzvah there are, not in accordance with how many mitzvahs there are. The Rambam writes that there's one mitzvah to be makdir, to be makar v'karben shlamim k'mitzvah, one mitzvah to be makar v'karben oyla k'mitzvah, one mitzvah to be makar v'karben chatas k'mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah to do all the avodas to lead up to the akravas ha-karben. So the Ramban is masig on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, how can he count it as one mitzvah only? That the Sefta says that every kohen who does a separate avodah says a bracha. One of those halochas adam, one of those kabbalos adam, one of those rikas adam, one of those haktoras emurim. Every kohen says a separate bracha. Asher kedushan b'kedushos v'shalaren, v'tzivonu al rikas adam, v'tzivonu al halochas adam, v'tzivonu al haktoras emurim. So if he says so many brachas, how can he say that it's one mitzvah? So the Nosei Kelim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs answer the Rambam. They say the Rambam holds one mitzvah, but brachas are recited in accordance with how many maisa mitzvah you do, not in accordance with how many mitzvahs you do. So that's what the Rambam writes over here. If you eat the matzah and the morah together, the Rambam writes that it's optional. You can either do it together or separately. He says if you eat it together, you say one bracha, alachilas matzah samrach. If you eat it separately, then he says you have to say two separate brachas.
Would there be an issue of making a bracha
separately? Bracha yetzirich means in the normal course of events, he could have covered everything with one bracha. It depends if that's normal. If it's a person who's in the habit of eating sandwiches all the time, so that's a normal course of events. He would have eaten a sandwich on Pesach night also. Some people never eat sandwiches. Sandwiches are a modern thing. For many centuries, it's just probably the last century that they have sandwiches. Probably for all the years since Adam Arishan, I don't think they had sandwiches. So Mr. Amar, that was an irregular thing. So if that's irregular, you have to stand on your head in order to spare a bracha. You have to go out of your way. Bracha Shein Tzricha means in the normal course of events, he could have covered everything with one bracha, and you didn't. Yeah, charoisis is a machlokes hatanaim, whether charoisis is only for health reasons, mishum kippah. Kippah is a worm. There are kosher worms and there are non-kosher worms. So even the kosher worms, that's on kuf tezvav amabes, even the kosher worms, it's not healthy to have live worms crawling around in your stomach. So the Gemara says, even if the worms are kosher, but you should kill them before you eat the mor. So if you dip the mor into the charoisis in order to kill these worms, in order to kill the kippah just for health purposes, and if you know, you check your lettuce and there are no worms, so you don't need the whole story with the charoisis. There are no worms, so there's nothing to worry about. Or should I say no? Charoisis is some kind of a mitzvah midrabbanan or another, and even if there's no concern about worms, you should always have charoisis. So that's a question how we paskin. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes, we obviously don't paskin like this Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, who says charoisis is a mitzvah, because if he would have followed his opinion, we would have recited the bracha, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos u'b'tzimonim al achilas charoisis. The fact that we don't recite such a bracha, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, is an indication that we hold charoisis is not a mitzvah. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes not so. He paskin like the Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok is in the last line on Kuf Yudal and Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. The charoisis is a mitzvah midrabbanan, it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. And nonetheless, you don't say a bracha. So there's a double stira between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah, he paskins charoisis is a mitzvah midrabbanan. And number two, he paskins that despite the fact that this mitzvah bracha is not recited. That's shalom, why not? Why don't you recite a bracha? So the tour and a group of other Rishonim say, a bracha is not recited because you have over here an ikar and a tofel. The ikar is the mitzvah of moror, and the tofel is the mitzvah of charoisis. So true, charoisis is a mitzvah midrabbanan, but it's not stam a mitzvah to have charoisis. Mitzvah is to dip the moror into the charoisis. So since you say a bracha on the ikar, on the moror, so there's no need to recite a bracha on the tofel, namely the charoisis. That's a little questionable, whether we really apply ikar and tofel to mitzvahs. That's the last Mishnah, Kuf Chof Aleph Amaral, the last Mishnah in the Masechta, as Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when you're eating the Korban Pesach and you're eating the Chagigah, so there's a din of Ikar and Tofel, if you say a bracha on the Korban Pesach, that covers the Chagigah. Rabbi Shmuel, obviously, Beferish holds that the din of Ikar and Tofel is not restricted only to Bichas HaNenen, it even applies to Bichas HaMitzvahs. And the Shadis Rabbi Akiva says, Loizu Pateru Shelzu, Loizu Pateru Shelzu, neither bracha on the Pesach nor the bracha on the Chagigah covers the other carbon. So is it because he holds it over here? There is no Ikar and Tofel, or because he disagrees in principle that the klal of Ikar and Tofel doesn't apply to mitzvahs? That's a little questionable. Could be that the whole klal has no application to mitzvahs. So why don't we recite a bracha over the charoisis, the old charoisis mitzvah? Why don't you recite a bracha on the charoisis? So others give a different reason. They say that there is no Maisa HaMitzvah over here. You only recite a bracha when there's a Maisa Mitzvah, you eat matzah, you eat mori, you eat Korban Pesach, you duchen, you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is to reminisce about the charoisis is supposed to be zecha to something. Charoisis is either zecha l'tapuach or zecha l'tit. The Gemara has two reasons. And then Yerushalmi says zecha l'dam. So the Gemara says we try to satisfy all the three different opinions. So we have it very thick. First, the charoisis should be very thick. Zecha l'tit. To reminisce about the fact that our forefathers had to make all of those buildings in Pisa Meramsos. They were using all of this cement to make pyramids, to make buildings over there. That's Zecha L'tit. Then you want to have Zecha L'tapuach. So the Gemara says, tapuach means some kind of a citrus fruit that has a spunk to it. So the Gemara says, Sorach L'kihuye, that one of the ingredients in the charoisis should be some kind of a citrus fruit that has an acidic flavor to it. And that's the pashtus, that the word tapuach means a citrus fruit. It doesn't really mean an apple. That's what Tosafot writes at the end of Tainus, that tachas ha-tapuach ha-ratichah. Whenever in Tanakh the word tapuach appears, it doesn't mean an apple, it means a citrus fruit. An esrog, a lemon, an orange, something like that. So that should be one of the ingredients in the mora. And then the Yerushalmi says, zechal adam, so this thick charoisis says you should pour in some red wine, that we should be able to reminisce about the fact that so much Jewish blood was spilt at the time when we were avodim in Mitzrayim. So there are three different things that we're supposed to have a zecher for. So that's what other achrayim, the Chayyankiv quotes him from the Aruch, from other Rishayim, that you only say a bracha when you're about to perform a maisa mitzvah. If you do something that's only zecher, so then you don't say a bracha on that, because there really is no maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is to conjure up in your mind an image of what it used to be. So we're just reminding ourselves about tachas hatapuch haraticha. We're reminding ourselves of the dam and of the tit. But whenever there is no maisa mitzvah, it's just a machshava, hirurim. So that's why there's no bracha. That's the pashtus. The problem is that the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnah is the din is not like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik Harosis Mitzvah Baharaya, that in our Haggadah we don't have a bracha she kadishana b'mitzvos b'mitzivano al achilas Harosis. So he implies as if, according to Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, there's a mitzvah tida kazais of Harosis, and he, what Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, would have recited the bracha al achilas Harosis. So there are some other sources for that. The Mordechai on the last page talks about eating a kazayis matzah, a kazayis maror, and a kazayis charoises. So that's a chiddush, that there's such a thing as eating a kazayis charoises. So in all the standard editions now of the Mordechai, so they have the word kazayis charoises in brackets, and they changed it to, on page 76, and they changed it to kazayis pesach. Kazayis matzah, kazayis mar, kazayis carbon pesach. Not a kazayis chayroises. That's the Hagosa Ramah in brackets. But in the old Girsa, what it said was kazayis chayroises. So it sounds like the Martha is talking about eating a kazayis of chayroises. In the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour by the Ramah, quotes from earlier Achronim, that just like on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat matzah, kadesh yoch matzah lete avayin, so you shouldn't eat moror on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Yochel Moral Teyavon, and you shouldn't eat any fruits on Erev Pesach, Kadesh Yochel Chareses Teyavon. So the Ramah asks the Kasha, he quotes this from an earlier Achron. So he says, what do you mean? Who eats the Chareses? You dip the Moral in the Chareses, then you shake off the Chareses. You don't eat Chareses, so why should you have to eat Chareses Teyavon? So apparently these Achronim had such a practice, they used to eat a Kazayis of Chareses Teyavon. So there are sources that Pirush HaMishnayis and that Mordechai, unless they're both misprints. Could be. Unless. We should look in the new edition of the Pirush HaMishnayis, what it says. I don't know. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning, I'm supposed to give a shiur at 10 o'clock on the Seder. I think it's going to be in the video room on the fourth floor. So whoever wants is invited for the group in Chicago. So if there are people in front of me, it's better than talking to a video. And then tomorrow afternoon, I don't know if I'll be able to give a shiur. The Center for the Future is planning something, and Deiche Kola Terafula. So I'll. I didn't find out yet whether I'm free to give a shiur or not. What do you say?